Hello, everyone. Welcome to Wild Card Wrestling, where we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of professional wrestling. My name is Aaron. I'm alongside here with Jamal, Brandon, and David. How are we all doing today, gentlemen?
Excellent.
Oh, hi there, Mark.
Thank you. On this particular episode, our hot tag topic of choice is going to be your top three or five favorite finishes or ending of a match, and also your top three or five least favorite finishes of a match. For example, Randy Savage versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, WrestleMania 3. That finish, to me, I liked. Good old-fashioned small package, but it worked well with the story.
Not a fan of small packages.
I know you're not.
I prefer my package to be...
You prefer a big package.
Big old fat package.
One of my least favorite finishes is Lex Luger versus Yokozuna, SummerSlam 93, where Lex Luger won by a countout. Makes sense? So, yeah. Well, we're not necessarily talking about the match itself, but how the match actually ended. You know, the actual last, the 1-2-3, or for Lex Luger's case, a good old-fashioned 10 count being counted out. It was bad.
It was terrible.
I was mad. I was yelling at the TV set. Lex
Luger just had a win.
Build up forever. He wins by
balloons rated down or confetti rated down.
Yes.
He didn't even win the belt.
He won the belt. Won by a count out.
He
threw the carcass outside the ring. Referee went through.
I remember
10.
That.
Done.
I remember the confetti and everything.
Crowd's going, hey, he won.
I was going, boo.
But
the real wrestling fan in there is
knew
boo.
Exactly what was happening.
Boo.
So, you don't have to give five or whatever. You can just give out whatever you feel like, a handful or a few of them. But, David, your top three, five, whatever, favorite finishes, the ending of a match.
I have to do the Triple H and Rock at Backlash 2000.
Okay.
Not only I thought was it a good ending, but it also opened a door for the return of Steve Austin.
Yeah, so he came in and whooped some ass.
Whooped some ass, brought out a what do you call that, trailer bus with him. Or
mm-hmm.
And then I would have to say another good match ending was Seth Rollins cashing it against Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Very good finish. I like that finish, actually. Because yeah, it was unexpected.
It was unexpected when you thought
it was
starting to...
one of your bad ones. I was like, what?
When you thought it was starting to turn to the direction of Roman Reigns, out comes Seth Rollins and wins the damn belt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then my last one that I thought was good was CM Punk returning to Raw with his WWE Championship right after John Cena beat Rey Mysterio. I just thought that the stare down that you had in the ring... to see which wrestler was favored more by the crowd. Plus, I like how they turned the music on first, and then the Titantron, and then sort of slowly, you know, repackaged Punk with new music and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he came down with the
cult of personality
from Living Color. Yeah, I like that. Brandon, what you got there? What you got there on that list of your three favorite finishes?
Three favorite finishes?
Five. Six.
Oh, man.
Four.
Three favorite finishes.
You thought all the worst ones, didn't you, Finish?
I thought we were doing worse. That's what I said. Joe David didn't like that?
That's what I thought it, too.
I mean, I'd have to go with some of my, like, I have to follow my memorable matches. So maybe, like, WrestleMania where Daniel Bryan won.
Oh, with the, submission?
Yeah. You know, the holding the belts. Such an iconic ending
mm-hmm.
to, like, a great feud. And, you know, feel-good moments are always...
Feel-good moment.
They always get you. I really like the double Hebners.
Oh, the main
finish.
Event.
That's probably one of my favorite finishes of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's up there.
I don't think you could come up with a better angle.
No, you couldn't. I mean, at that time, that was a great angle.
Like, even at the time, I don't think they could do anything close to it.
Mm-mm.
At all.
Referee, twin brothers, real-life twin brothers. No, nobody knew about this. They all just thought Earl Hebner or Dave Hebner was just one person.
Right.
But in actuality, it was two referees coming up and down.
They're twins.
But fans thought it was just one Earl Hebner or Dave or whoever it was.
Yeah.
But it was two of them. But yeah, I like that one. That to me is definitely up there on that list, for sure.
And probably my last one might be Kofi Kingston winning at WrestleMania and winning the belt.
From Daniel Bryan?
Yeah.
As far as a good finish?
It was a great moment. I loved it.
That was cool when he took the older belt out of the mystery box he brought to the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And plucked it out.
The belt back.
Changed it back to
a good moment all around, and it was there.
Yep.
Hard to beat a moment when you're there.
When you're there. Rest is looking like ants, but we were there, damn it. Jamal.
I have binoculars.
Okay, so I have stated on this podcast multiple times how much I hated the King Booker thing.
Yes.
So, Batista beating Booker T, thus far, killing the King Booker gimmick altogether.
Yes.
After he lost, he pretty much was getting ready to retire anyway, so mm-hmm. that little run there was the end of his career. But they at least didn't make him go out weak. Now, they had a hell of a match. There was a lot of dirty play on Booker's side and some other stuff. And Batista came out with probably the nastiest looking Batista bomb I've ever seen him do.
Mm-hmm.
He put him through a table with a Batista bomb, but he had some force behind that.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
You went through it real fast.
Yeah, it was quick. It was painful to watch.
For sure.
My next one, start of the brand invasion, so the return of ECW.
Mm-hmm.
I can easily say I was a fan of Christian Cage at ECW, especially for him to win that title there, and he won it off of, Eddie Guerrero's cousin.
Chavo!
Yes!
Chavis.
Yeah.
The Guerrero.
Chives Guerrero.
Yeah. Chives. I would have said the Randy Orton, Christian beating Randy Orton, but that was a very short-lived thing. And we knew it was going to be short-lived. And also, it wasn't that great of a match.
No.
Nah, you have the one spot at the end where he kind of reversed the RKO, and that was about it.
Yeah.
So that wasn't that great of a match. And my personal favorite, and I come back to this match every time, and this is kind of where I've said, you know, you don't have to be a great wrestler to have a great match. Kurt Angle, Shane McMahon, King of the Ring.
Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing, bloody match. Put it all on the line, and no one walked away from that match unscathed. They put everything out there. Shane was out for a minute. He went through hard glass.
Oh,
not soft glass. Hard glass.
Sure.
That was real glass.
It was plexiglass, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that the
that was the stuff that when they shoot the fireworks off, it wouldn't burst. He went through that shit hard.
The hard way.
Twice. So going in and went out.
Sounds about right. How about this one here? Undertaker, Kurt Angle, No Way Out, 2006. Great classic match. It was a good wrestling match for Taker, and obviously you got Kurt Angle there. Taker was going for his what's the submission called? Hell's Gate.
Was he doing Hell's Gate at the time?
Yep, and then reversed it, Kurt Angle, and did a three count while he still had it on him. And to me, I think that was a cool finish because it's one of those things that you think he's going to win, but then he reverses it, and he goes to the three count, and it's 1, 2, 3. And then Undertaker gets up and says, what the hell happened here? And he's like, your shoulders are down, you dumbass. Your shoulders are
down, fucker.
What the fuck's going on here?
Dumb fuck.
WrestleMania 20, Chris Benoit, Shawn Michaels, Triple H. That one there I thought was probably one of the better triple threats that I've seen up until that point. That whole chemistry in that match, Shawn Michaels getting busted wide open. And then at the very ending, he puts the crippled crossface. I can't remember if it was on Triple H or Shawn, but wins, and the place goes nuts, and the confetti comes down, and Benoit and his family come in.
Guerrero came down.
Guerrero came down, and everybody
I
was...
I got two more.
It was in awe.
I've always wondered.
Yes.
What happened? So wrestling is not supposed to be fake, right?
Bless you.
What if the wrong person won? What they just that? Put up confetti up there, and like Triple H wins. Like gonna rain confetti on Triple H? He's not so like yeah. He's not gonna celebrate with confetti. Like these people are installing confetti for no reason. I'm... Like oh, might as well put the confetti up. Who there knows?
You,
go.
You never know.
It seems like a big disappointment if that's what. Anyway, that's just that's okay. I always find it funny.
Jamal,
I got two more. This is. The spectacle of what they are amazing, but then when you hear the reasons behind it, then it's like, eh, it's not that great. So, Shawn Michaels retiring Ric Flair.
Yeah, that was a good ending.
It was a good match.
Great match, great ending, but then Ric Flair goes and wrestles in TNA 6 months later.
Yeah, that was
kind of... And I was like, all right, well, we thought you were supposed to be retired. No, you just, they weren't letting you wrestle on their show anymore.
He retired from WWE.
We also know TNA really doesn't count.
Yeah, well, yeah, now at this point, it doesn't count anymore, but I can say in 2009, it still was a thing. It was a thing.
Yeah.
And the other one is China winning the belt off of Jeff Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, that was
which,
big.
When you think about it, it's a great moment in history, the first and only woman to win an Intercontinental belt.
Yeah, IC title.
Yeah, and it put a huge asterisk on where you could start putting women's wrestling, but now it's... You look at it, yeah. Jeff Jarrett was leaving. He kind of stranglehold his way out there. If he wasn't leaving, he'd still have that belt at that time.
Wasn't that the good housekeeping match or something like that? And then she used the guitar on him.
Yeah.
And then she dropped, what was it, a pedigree or some shit to finish it?
Something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't that great of a match, but the symbolism behind it leaves a great moment.
Great moment for professional wrestling.
Yeah.
How about some of these least favorite moments that... We try to forget, but for some reason we're like, still in my noggin. Jamal, please, your hands in the air.
Several. So
okay, yes,
we went there.
Oh shit,
we seen this. We paid our money to go see this, and now that it's 2 years late, now it's a year and a half to almost 2 years later, and I'm starting to put the emphasis on it. We may have went to arguably one of the top five worst WrestleManias ever when you think about the endings of each of these matches. Here goes down the list of WrestleMania 34.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Hardy winning the Andre Giant Battle Royale.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
was
has not done anything
doesn't
since.
Doesn't matter. Nobody does.
Cedric Alexander beating Mustafa Ali.
Oh, that was great.
That's a highlight match.
Yeah.
Okay.
One highlight match of this entire fucking card.
Bring it on.
Naomi winning the Women's Battle Royale.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
No one gives a shit.
I think I was outside smoking.
That was great.
No one gives a shit.
I was there.
Seth Rollins beating The Miz and Finn Balor.
That was a good match.
That was a great match.
But guess who should have won that?
Finn Balor.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
True.
Terrible finish.
That right. Wasn't terrible finish.
The double Asian Royal Rumble winners.
Asuka.
The first one, Asuka. Who should have won that match and took that belt.
Still a good match.
Great match.
Not good. Terrible finish. I see what you're coming from here.
Then we hit the Jinder Mahal beating Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, Rusev for the United States belt.
Who was U.S. champ?
Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, yeah.
He was?
Yeah.
Wow.
He got it for a brief.
Who out of those names was the best pick?
Rusev?
I would have went with Rusev or Bobby Lashley. No.
Ravon got a picture of him at CVS.
Yeah.
It was definitely Rusev. Wasn't that Rusev Day?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jinder Mahal
Rusev
won the belt.
Day. Remember that place exploded with Rusev Day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jinder Mahal won.
Jinder Mahal won. Then we make it to Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey versus The Authority, a.k.a. Triple H, Stephanie McMahon.
Not much you can say about that match.
Didn't need that match to start with.
No, he didn't.
Oh, it was a good match. It was great.
Here goes the other highlight match of the card that could say, all right, they got this one right. The Bludgeon Brothers defeating the Usos in the New Day.
Yeah.
At that time, we're high on the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, that was
good.
2 months later, you realize they're not really doing shit.
They're not doing shit, and now one of them doesn't even work for the company.
Yes.
Rowan still does. He's on the house shows.
They qualify Taker and Cena as a match? I don't.
It was a squash match against Cena, which was stupid.
But it was the ending that we all needed.
Yeah, I'm good. True. I'm good as hell.
That caught us off guard when we were there.
Yeah. Nobody expected it.
We thought it would be like a 15, 20-minute match. Nope.
Nobody even expected Undertaker.
No one expected shit.
Yeah.
And they got us.
They got us.
Possibly could have been a good match. Was not that great of a match. Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
It wasn't that bad.
Wasn't that Daniel Bryan's, like, first match back?
First match back.
Yeah, it was his first
match. Oh, it was great. Oh, you can't tell me that wasn't.
He wasn't in the ring that much, what I remember. It was more Shane carrying the tag, man.
Well, they were still curious about his health, so they kind of had him sitting on the side.
Okay.
But it ended the way it was supposed to, and the crowd erupted for Daniel
Bryan. Oh, I know. They should have won it.
Yeah.
Just not that great of a match.
No.
Not that great of a match.
Nia Jax defeating Alexa Bliss.
Yes. My girl.
Yeah, where's your girl at now?
She injured.
And she ain't never coming back.
She ain't coming back.
Look at him. Look at
him. Ever.
Shut up, Alexa. I'm sorry about that, people. Things happen when you have technology in your house.
Bitches ain't shit.
All right, here goes the other Asian.
Yes.
Here comes the other Asian. We have AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Great match.
Who should have won that match?
AJ Styles. Shinsuke
Nakamura.
Mr. Nakamura should have won.
Mr. Nakamura.
If he would have won that, I am almost sure to you, he would have not got lazy, and he would have probably actually still been on the company
he
trying.
He still got lazy. The reason he signed with WWE so he could be lazy.
He's just not trying anymore.
He wasn't trying anymore.
To begin with.
Something that probably shouldn't happen either. Braun Strowman. And his mystery tag.
That was great.
That was stupid.
That was so
oh my gosh.
And his mystery tag partner.
I love that, and I love the ending of that.
Should have not happened.
No, it should have happened, and I love the ending
of
that.
No, don't say
that. No Nicholas.
No, I loved it.
Nicholas. No
Nicholas.
Loved it. No Nicholas.
Just wish Nicholas could have defended it full time.
Oh, glory.
And then the match that we walked out of. Brock Lesnar.
That was a good match.
Roman Reigns.
That was a good match.
You know, it's a good match, but when you know the ending, you know the ending. And we knew the ending.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you guys really knew the ending.
We knew Brock Lesnar was going to win.
But you had Roman Reigns who never lost.
Roman Reigns had lost prior to this. Roman Reigns took a loss from Brock Lesnar prior
to this. Roman Reigns doesn't lose very often.
Well, Roman Reigns got busted open. That's why it was such a great match.
He did get busted open.
Yeah,
you weren't even there to see it.
I know, we watched it the following day because we couldn't get on the network that night.
It's all right. I just realized we
live and in living color.
I just realized we may have went to the worst booked WrestleMania ever. Great matches all the way through it. But the moments and the way that it was booked, it just, when you look at it on paper, sucked.
Sucked
it. Was not good.
Not good.
Not good. That entire WrestleMania had some questionable wins.
Put that in a t-shirt.
Cool.
Right. Yeah, 13. I went on the entire WrestleMania.
David, what's your least favorite finishes? How the match ends.
I don't think I can compete with Jamal, but I'll try.
Go for it.
I got Hulk Hogan and Yokozuna WrestleMania 9.
Yep.
Yeah, that sucks.
With a handful of rice in the eyes.
Rice in my eye.
I got Chris Jericho versus Triple H on Raw. It never happened. I feel like that should have been a regular match, not like a fast count or anything. You know?
What was it?
You know, that match where it never happened on Raw, Triple H lost because of the fast count from Earl Hebner.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I got Undertaker and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 30.
Yep.
I just thought, you know, that match ended so abruptly, like, our reactions were priceless. Like, what in the hell just happened?
Yeah, we thought it was a mistake.
I mean, they got the reactions they were looking for.
Honestly, was that a terrible finish? Because it's basically like this. Who do you have to take? We all know Brock Lesnar probably wasn't the best pick.
No.
But who do you have to take it?
Right, I agree with you.
I don't know if I'm going to call it a bad one. I'm just calling it as...
I would have waited next the following year or something.
And then my last one.
I would have given to CM Punk earlier.
Yeah.
CM Punk, yeah.
I would enjoy Bray Wyatt.
I have Shane and Vince versus Steve Austin at King of the Ring 99.
That's an amazing match.
I didn't like how they took the, somebody, they don't know who, took the, cable at the end of the briefcase and just kept raising it up. Because I felt Steve Austin should have won that, but someone screwed him out of it, so.
Yeah, it's one of those old school.
And never got, like, revealed.
No. Nobody did it. It was a malfunction. With the cord.
Somebody's first day on the job hit the wrong button.
Hit the wrong damn button. Kept going up. Brandon, what you got there for your some of your least favorite?
I don't want to know what my least favorite are.
Because my Bret Hart's in one of them, isn't it?
Bret Hart's in all of them.
No, he's not. You're an evil man if you say such a thing.
Let's see. Every Buried Alive match ever. That's what subsequently, every casket match ever as well.
Casket.
Stupid finish premise.
Will there ever be a casket match after Undertaker retires?
No.
Can the Bray Wyatt bring him back?
He's not a dead man. No. Why? He has nothing to do with caskets.
There's only one person who can...
He's got nothing to do with him.
He sticks someone like in a birdcage?
A birdcage match? Well, it's not a casket match, it's a birdcage match.
It's consistent with his persona, but I don't think he'll ever use it.
I mean,
it does, but it doesn't.
I mean, there's maybe like two people in the world who could do a casket match.
Kane
now.
And Undertaker.
Kane could. I would give you Kane, but
Kane,
that's about it.
And
but even like he's not like casket. It would be like an Inferno match kind of.
Which are terrible matches too.
Yeah, but that's terrible. Not an ending of a match. These are matches. These are terrible matches with an ending.
A nice shitty ending. Speaking
of shitty ending matches.
Kane and Taker, the Inferno match, when Kane's arm got on fire, and he's waving it around all over the place.
You could throw Hulk Hogan's fireball in there too.
Oh yeah, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Halloween Havoc '98.
Yeah. What about?
Oh, oops.
Yeah, oops.
Sorry.
What about, dropped the fireball. King of the Ring '98 with Austin and Kane. How do you win a match? Or you said if you're going to lose, you're going to set yourself on fire.
It was a first blood match.
It was first blood. How are you going to be in a first blood match if you're wearing a full bodysuit with no exposed?
That was the whole premise of the first blood match.
Yeah.
That's the backstory of it. How is Kane going to bleed if he's
right.
fully clothed?
And then Kane wins.
Yeah.
But Stone Cold and Kane weren't involved in the finish. It was the Undertaker who accidentally hit Stone Cold with a steel chair.
Yeah.
Still blood.
Got busted.
So what?
You could say, I guess it wasn't really a match. Never mind. Another one of mine was Seth Rollins versus The Fiend.
Oh, at Hell in the Cell.
Yeah.
What? That, to me, I think, recent years, is probably the worst finish.
It might be the worst match plus the worst finish.
We're saying worst match. Are we not remembering Bray Wyatt a year and a half prior and Mr. Senor Randall Orton?
I would say this is worse.
This is
at least the House of Horrors was somewhat interesting. If that's what you're talking about, the House of Horrors.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
At least that was somewhat interesting going into it because we were like, but like, this was ridiculous.
Saying on the fact that there was a no win, like there was nobody winning this, he just basically kept beating them and
it was a no win, it was a disqualification, or was it disqualification or
I
no
think
contest?
It was just no contest.
Not
inside
no contest.
Of a cell.
Yeah. So
you can't do that.
So go back, think about what's the rules in Hell in the Cell?
No DQ.
Yeah, what else?
Everything goes.
Yep, what else?
Pinfall.
Keep going.
Anything go. It's
escape
basically
the cage.
No, nah, well, you don't really escape the cage with Hell
you can't
in the
Cell. Stop the match for anything.
Yeah, you don't stop it.
You don't stop it. That was one of the rules in Hell in the Cell.
And guess what? Referee fucking stopped
it. Stop the fucking match.
Stopped a Hell in the Cell match.
Which genius booker behind the scenes kind of said, hey, Vince, I got this idea. We're going to have a Hell in the Cell match, but we're going to stop the match for excessive violence.
I don't think there is an idea behind it. I think
there wasn't even like that excessive of violence either.
He's just bashing him with a chair.
It wasn't even that bad.
Box of tools.
Yeah.
Eric Bischoff might not be here no
like,
more.
There's been worse tool manglings. Like fucking WrestleMania prior to that, Triple H dug something into Batista's ear or nose or whatever.
Nose.
fuck it was. That's gotta be worse. Yeah, it's like mutilation.
Mutilation.
And this is just, Randy Orton hitting him with it.
Randy Orton had a screwdriver in freaking whatchamacallit's ear.
Yeah, Jeff Hardy's ear.
In the Hell in a Cell the year before. Yeah,
he was twisting it, too.
Twisting it.
This was nothing compared to that.
Stupid ass finish.
Hell, so that's on, that's on the list.
That's
ear.
Very much on the list.
And then I think my last one was I Quit match between Mankind and Brock.
Yeah, that was on my list. Yep. Yeah.
You thought that was horrible?
Horrible finish.
Yeah.
First he bashed him with the chair
15 times
in the head.
Yes.
Relentlessly with his handcuffs back so he couldn't defend himself from the blow, so it was all square on the head 15 times. And then it was a recorded message of him saying, I quit.
Yep.
It was kind of stupid. Like, you could have just played the recording at any time.
Yeah, is that I quit.
Right. You didn't have to hit him 15 times with a chair. Yeah,
exactly.
You could have just played the recording at the very beginning of the match.
5 minutes of the match, Rock came down with like a side helmet.
All you had to do was cover his face so you couldn't see him say it.
I'm done.
And then win.
Yep.
Did y'all hear about the interview after that? Mick Foley did an interview like some years later talking about the answer. He said, after Rock hit me like the fifth time, I wanted to fucking kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he said, he was done. He was like, at this point, it's like,
but he kept coming at it.
Overkill.
He was coming at the chair shots.
Yeah, but he was like,
it wasn't
oh,
like Rock chasing him with a chair and hitting him. He was putting his head into the chair shots.
Yeah.
I think that was even on, what was that, Beyond the Mat, when he was getting, you know, surgically repaired. I think he even said, I wanted to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was just hoping, okay, maybe I'll protect a few of these and he'll get me on the side. Nope, all head.
All headshots.
Yeah. I had one more.
Yeah.
But I don't remember which WrestleMania it was. I think it was 17, was which? Austin and Rock.
Oh, yeah, when
Austin turned.
Yeah, beat the shit out. Rock
was that 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 17.
That was a dumb finish. That finish like took forever for him to get the pinfall.
And Austin turned heel.
Heel, and the crowd was cheering. So, good guy became a bad guy, but the crowd still cheers.
Yeah.
That was the same way.
Not the best choice. Not the best choice. But going back to, what was the match before we were talking? Oh, yeah, the Rock and Mankind.
Yeah.
The I Quit match, whatever. That was one of the only match I ever saw. If you go back and you watch Beyond the Mat, Mick Foley pre-cuts himself.
Yeah.
If you go back, you watch it, you'll see that there's like a laceration in his head. So the doctor comes in there, pre-cuts him, and then put like a wax.
Yeah, it was like a melted wax.
So when he would take the chair shots,
it would open up
because of the smack of the chair, and then bust him wide open.
The wax was just like a temporary.
It was a temporary thing. But what's stupid about the whole thing, he wore a fucking mask. How can you see him bleed?
Yeah, but the mask only covered his face. The hairline was exposed.
But his hair was covering up the mask.
Okay.
He still,
you know what I'm saying? You couldn't see any
Mick
blood.
Mick Foley had
face.
A lot of hair at that point in time. So even having that much hair, you still don't see the blood.
Yeah.
It's got to work through all that hair to get that.
So as long as like those pre-cuts, like you don't really
need it.
Just thought I'd just let you know that, Mick Foley, but whatever.
You dumb fucking idiots.
Same guy that jumped off a fucking cell and almost killed himself, but
the table broke his fall.
Table broke his fall, and he's doing just.
I actually thought of two more.
He ain't doing fine.
No, it's,
he ain't doing fine.
I thought of two more. We'll go through these real quick as finishes to a match. And I'm asking y'all: is this the greatest or is this the worst? The finger poke of Doom.
That was great.
For what it did, it spit in the face of everybody.
Yeah.
So if you think of the idea of it, it was supposed to be disrespectful. It was supposed to be like, yeah, we're not wrestling. I'm just giving up this belt. Or was it a bad finish? Because it was like, okay, do you really want to see a match between Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
So I didn't know if it's good or bad. And the other one is, I'm on the fence with the Brock Lesnar-Eddie Guerrero match. I love Eddie Guerrero won.
Oh, because Goldberg came in and interfered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to have seen Eddie do something dirty on his own and have won.
Yeah.
Than having the interference.
And I forgot to mention the one I just told you about earlier. The Dusty Rhodes, Ric Flair.
Starrcade 84.
Starrcade 84, where Smoke and Joe Frazier stop the match because Dusty bled.
Excessive.
His eye was cut. For he cut. He ended it because of excessive bleeding. It was like a judged match.
Yeah.
And he cut his eye, and they stopped the match for excessive bleeding. It was for the belt too. Was that wasn't the $1 million, was it? Or was that also $1 million?
Starrcade 84. Yeah. $1 million challenge.
$1 million challenge.
And what's crazy about that, I remember when I was younger watching going, he's not bleeding that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
But I'm thinking
it was not that bad.
Duh. Because Smoking Joe Frazier being a boxer, he's stopping him because of his view of excessive blood. Not us wrestling fans, but his view.
A boxer with that cut probably, that cut also probably wouldn't have been stopped the match on either. They probably would just, during the next second, you know, when they go to the corner, they'd seal it.
Yeah,
be okay. Yeah. But it wasn't that bad. But yeah, it was stupid, and I know it was supposed to set up supposedly a feud between Joe Frazier and Dusty.
Dusty,
but Joe Frazier backed out.
Yep.
So I don't know if that's supposed to be what happened, or Dusty just wanted that to happen.
That was
But it was so dumb.
Yeah.
It was a terrible ending.
Terrible. Just terrible. Terrible.
All righty, people.
I didn't want to finish the podcast. I just thought
we are at the end again, and we're back at our one gotta go. Now I got one for you. We were on worst finished matches. What if we go to worst finishers? I got four of them.
Worst finishers.
Finishers, as in finisher moves.
Mm.
I got four of them. What is actually? Fuck that. Fuck the one gotta go. One gotta stay. And the other three gotta go.
Mm. Turn it on its head. Yeah.
Which one of these turds are we gonna keep?
He said a turd.
Turds.
Turd Ferguson.
Mm.
So, here we go. The leg drop of doom. Dedicated from you, Hulk Hogan. The KO punch. Dedicated from you, Mr. Big Show.
Mm-hmm.
The Master Lock, a.k.a. Chris Masters. It's a full Nelson. Guess what you can do to get out of a full Nelson? Fucking move. Don't stand there like a retarded kid in the middle of a chocolate factory. You're gonna get hurt.
That's tough. That. I'm a fat kid, so those chocolate factories, man, they get us.
Mm. And the final one, a big boot. Just letting you know what most people don't realize. Most big boots, you're just standing there in the middle of the ring and they run at you.
Was that anyone's finisher, though?
For the longest time, Sid used that to finish moves, finish his matches.
No.
I don't think so.
Powerbomb.
Always powerbomb.
I swear somebody did a big
boot. Forget the big boot. I got a good one for you.
All right, we got a replacement?
Torture rack.
Lex
torture rack.
Lex Luger.
All right.
So we got the leg drop, the punch, torture rack, and what was the other one?
Masterlock.
No, fuck the Masterlock. I got a better one.
Bionic elbow.
No. Bronco Buster.
Which one do you got? You got to keep one and get rid of the other three?
Keep one and get rid of one.
No, we gotta keep one, and you get rid of the rest. The rest of these.
Oh, you keep just one. Okay.
One of these you get to keep.
Hmm.
Easy.
I'm gonna keep the leg drop and get rid of the other three bullshit.
So we're getting rid of torture rack.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting rid of the leg drop.
No, I'm keeping the leg drop.
You're keeping the leg drop.
Yep.
So we're getting rid of KO punch.
KO punch.
Torture rack. And the Bronco Buster.
I'm keeping my tried and true KO punch.
KO punch. I'm keeping the torture rack.
I mean,
you're keeping the torture rack?
Yeah.
It's not even a move.
It's a backbreaker.
It's not even a backbreaker.
He just holds him. And he bounces him upside up and down.
See, you keep him like this, and you just shake a little bit. You know, give him
back
a nice
and forth.
Gentle
Everyone back used that move in the 1980s.
I watched this YouTube video of a actual like fighter, UFC fighter, and he's like trying to do wrestling moves,
mm-hmm.
and then he finds a UFC equivalent, It's like an actual attacking move. Mm-hmm. And they get a torture rack and he goes, this is bullshit. You could just get out of this no problem.
Yeah.
Nothing doesn't inflict any pain. Doesn't hurt you.
Probably feels good on your back, bro. It's like a chiropractor like, move.
And I have nothing to equate this to because this is bullshit. Yeah, KO Punch, definitely.
Wow. Well, follow us on Facebook at Wildcard Wrestling and our Twitter account, WCRASSLIN. That's wrestling. We are on anchor.fm. We are also on iTunes and Spotify. And if you are on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review and let us know what you think of the podcast. And on our Facebook page, we have all kinds of news and events going on a day-by-day basis that we keep up to. And just please give us your feedback on Facebook on what upcoming topics that you want us to talk about and discuss and go from there with it. Till the next time.